This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. The Tuesday night edition, we're kicking off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, a lawsuit about an obscene gesture. We'll fill you in on that. Plus, there's a new video game that might be coming out here pretty soon called Bully. And one school board in particular is pretty upset about it. We'll discuss that. You've got what do you got in your little pile there, Manwich, today?
Well, I've got an article on the ACLU has apparently uncovered that the FBI is actually targeting war protesters.
Hard evidence.
Well, you know, they claim that they're filing a suit.
Okay.
How's that? And I also have an article on a guy who's decided to decorate his property in an unusual fashion.
Ooh, all right. Sounds intriguing. And, of course, your emails as well. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. But the phone calls are primary. If you make them, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. I actually want to start with an email tonight, if we can, to the email box, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Chris in Alaska. Since I just learned about your show a week ago, and I'm already very impressed. It's fun and engaging to listen to you. Keep up the good work. I had a libertarian question that I wanted to ask you all. I myself side with the libertarians, but I don't know how to answer this question in particular. I live in the southwest part of Anchorage, Alaska, near two landfills. I often walk my dog in the landfills, but a plan to develop the land has emerged. Why anyone would want to live on the site of a former landfill is beyond me, but apparently people are willing to pay for it, and I don't have a problem with it. Just as an aside, once they've filled up a landfill, they just simply put dirt and grass on top of it, and it can look very nice.
Generally, you don't go much more than a couple of feet deep at your property anyway, I mean, unless you're digging a well, and I would imagine that they would probably tell people, don't dig wells here.
They would probably put sewer and water and all that in there.
Well, you could still want a well for watering grass or something like that.
I suppose.
I don't know if that would really work in Alaska.
A stinky well, maybe. However, a question immediately arises, says Chris. The contractor wants to put 500 houses on this landfill, meaning at least 1,000 new people and at least 500 new cars. He's making guesses. But there are only 2 one-lane roads that connect to this part of town, and both of them are already clogged as it is. This development will make these two roads even worse and cause major noise and congestion in this part of town. What would a libertarian say to a movement of people that just destroys an area of town? Our nice neighborhood, where I've lived my whole life, and he says he's only 18, is basically going to be overrun by badly built and ugly townhouses. Can a libertarian legitimately fight against people moving there? What do you think, Nowich?
Well, you know, obviously one of the libertarian answers has to do with the deed-restricted communities and, you know, larger
deed... Deed restriction's not going to help the road clogging.
Not the road
one-lane roads?
Townhouses was also part of his issue. So, you know, obviously if it was a large enough community that had a deed restriction on it, they would all be built in a similar fashion if you didn't like a particular type of housing. But
he doesn't live in this community. He lives on the outside of it. And he's wondering if there's anything that a libertarian could do about this community coming into their area.
Not much.
Yeah. Move away if you don't like it. Because it's people should be free to purchase the property that they want to purchase so long as somebody's willing to sell it to them. And, you know, these are the risks you take when you move somewhere. You don't know who's going to build on the side of you unless you buy up the property on the sides of you, and that way you can guarantee that you're going to be insulated, I suppose, as much as possible. And things are going to grow. I mean, it's good that your area is growing. People are coming in there. That's going to help the economy out. There's going to be new jobs that are created. Things are going to expand, and you're going to move up as a result of this. And I would think that if these developments... Well, I mean, I can't imagine that people that are going to be paying, I don't know what the prices are up there, $300,000 for a new home in this posh new development, I can't imagine that they're going to want to deal with having a one-lane road to get in and out of there. So I would think that the demand is going to be pretty heavy on the Anchorage government to upgrade that road. And I would guess it would probably go up to as many lanes as it needs to. To accumulate that new demand.
Which, of course, gets us into the point that now all residents of Anchorage will have to pay for a road that only some will use.
This is true.
But, you know.
And, of course, roads are a major issue for new people to libertarianism. And if you talk to libertarian, if you talk to a brand-new libertarian, one of their first questions is, well, what about the roads? Or somebody that's objecting to libertarianism will say, well, what about the roads? You don't want to take those out of the government's hands, do you? In this case, it might be better if these roads were out of the government's hands, because the government's probably going to move really slow on getting anything done. So these poor people might have a year to 3 to 5 years to wait before they actually expand the width of the roads.
Well, I think it's clear the government's mismanaged roads, and I think that most people would agree that roads are just a mess. The government's mismanaged them. I don't think, as libertarians, that it's an issue that we particularly want to broach. It certainly isn't one of the planks of the libertarian platform, is private owners will handle roads better.
No, I don't think it is.
No. More or less, libertarians, you know, would rather see an end to the war on drugs and more personal responsibility and people having more property rights, things like that. I think that the roads issue is one that should be avoided if at all possible.
Exactly. So he says, finally, his other question is it private land, but if the developer has a negative impact on the rest of the neighborhood, is he not in the wrong? Well, I'm sure there's somebody else that could argue that he's having a positive impact on the rest of the neighborhood by bringing other people in there with their money and their wallets to spend money in your economy. So, I mean, even though you think it might be negative, Chris, doesn't mean your next-door neighbor necessarily agrees with you. So, no, really, you should leave them be, and if you really don't like it, go move out further into the middle of nowhere and hope that nobody else creates new developments near you.
No townhouses get built anywhere around you.
Yeah. Thanks for the email, by the way. Yep. FTL@freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so let's jump into this. There's a school board in Miami. I think it is the Miami school board. According to the Miami Herald, a secretive new video game about school bullies could be targeted by Miami-Dade school board members who fear the repercussions of a game that is set in a school and includes fights, slingshots, and possibly much more. You know, I played a Bart Simpson game back in the 80s that included slingshots and
bullies.
And it didn't make me want to go out and break windows.
Well,
just a fun game.
Isn't there the one character in The Simpsons? I don't know what his name is, and I don't care. but there's a bully who's
Three bullies in The Simpsons.
Are there?
Yeah.
I just can think of one guy who's big and has kind of tousled brown hair.
Okay.
And of course, he's yellow.
Yes.
And anyway, you know, I would imagine you probably shoot him with a slingshot at some point during the game.
At some point, yes, you do. Yeah. I think. Anyway, little is actually known about this game, Bully, according to the article. I'm sure the video game people know quite a bit about it, though. I doubt this journalist did much research. Which was scheduled for release last fall, but has been repeatedly delayed. Opponents of violent video games have been driven largely by its pedigree. The game is being developed by Rockstar, which, of course, is the designer of the controversial Grand Theft Auto games. According to school board member Frank So-and-so, this game is built entirely around bullies and is staged in a school. It's the antithesis of everything we're trying to promote. So, he's introduced a resolution urging Rockstar not to release Bully, asking local merchants not to sell it, and asking parents not to buy it. Now, luckily, this is just the school board.
Yeah.
So, it's just, they're just asking. They don't have the authority. They can't actually go in and shut down a store from selling this game. And I don't think Rockstar is going to withhold selling its game in Miami simply because the Miami school board is outraged about it.
Right.
I mean, this company has put in X amount of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in developing this video game.
And it's not because they think they're going to lose money.
Yeah.
By the way, I would just like to say, I've gotten 3 IMs telling me that the bully's name is Nelson.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bling, 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 bling. Okay.
But there's also a couple other ones. Dolph or something. Dolphin. I'm not sure what the other name is. Tierney, I think, is the other one. I'm not a Simpsons expert.
Apparently you're much
more than
I am. Than
you, though.
Yeah.
All right. So the game is Bully, and it is under fire. We'll talk more about it. 800-259-9231. If you were 12 years old and you were playing a game that allowed you to be a bully, would that encourage you to become a bully? What if you're a victim of a bully? Would this encourage you to want to be a bully afterwards? I don't think so. 800-259-9231, your thoughts. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ian here with you.
And man, what's
and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there, months and months of the show, right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. It's all totally free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. There's none of that stuff. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. And by the way, we're both members of the Free State Project.
Yes, we are.
So freestateproject.org, get the details there. We're talking about a game called Bully. And actually, the article is correct. Really, not very many people know about this game. I was kind of surprised by that. I thought maybe the journalist hadn't done his research. Mm-hmm. He hadn't gone to the video game websites. But
Rockstar Games, you'd think that it would be a big deal.
Well, yeah, you would think. Apparently, it's been put off till the fourth quarter of 2006 for release. So it's going to be a little while before this game comes out.
Not too long.
So not too much has leaked out about it. There's a few pictures that have hit the internet. But essentially, what we do know is it has something to do with, I think, actually probably playing as a bully.
Oh, being a bully.
Yeah, being a bully in the game, as I understand it. And so the school board of Miami-Dade in Florida is outraged about this, and they're passing a resolution that's going to ask retailers to not sell the game. It's going to ask the game maker, Rockstar Games, to not even release the game, which I don't think they're going to be successful in persuading them on that.
Probably not.
And it's going to ask parents not to go out and buy it. The board committee unanimously approved this resolution.
Have they played the game? Are they familiar with it?
No, it's unreleased.
Oh, they've just heard about it. The
yes.
Game. Oh, so they've got a resolution passed based on nothing.
I don't even know much about this game. Again, I went and tried to do some research, and even the video game websites don't have much information on this game.
It's amazing to me that they're
keeping it under wraps.
You know, like I realize it's called Bully.
Right.
But it could really be about a lot of things.
It could be about beating up bullies. I don't really know.
What do you know about the game besides what the article, the bureaucrats have said?
Cancel that. Okay, here's the description from GameSpot.com. Bully's an action game from Rockstar that takes place at Bullworth Academy, where you'll face bullies, mean teachers, and more. So it sounds like you are fighting back against the bullies in this game.
Well, I would think that would be a better selling point, personally, than being a bully. but I don't... Perhaps.
I don't know. It could go either way. I think it'd be kind of fun to play a game as the bully, shake down kids for their pocket change and that sort of thing.
Doesn't sound like much fun to me.
I don't know.
Perhaps it would cause a certain, some amount of kids would say, I'm not going to put up with this bullying stuff anymore now that I've played this video game. You know, like it's given me a spine. But at the same time, I would think that, there's going to be bullies playing it too. And I would think the bullies could perhaps say, ooh, man, it's bad to pick on people. I'm not going to do it anymore. Like I think that there'd be a real give and take here.
I think you're oversimplifying this. I think what this is the school board telling kids. What they're essentially saying is that we think kids are stupid. We think kids are stupid and easily influenced by video games. They're saying that, parents, your kids are just too dumb to be able to play a game, put it down, and re-enter the real world. They're concerned that, and again, according to the description, this game has you attacking mean teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're concerned that the kids are going to play this game, come to school the next day, and throw a chair at a teacher because mm-hmm. they saw it in the game. And I'm sorry, but I played plenty of violent video games as a kid, and it did not do anything. No, it didn't do anything to me at all. And I have plenty of friends that were huge video game addicts. Kids aren't stupid. I think people misunderstand. They believe that kids are just these dumb little human beings, and they just don't understand things. But I think they know a lot more than you really give them credit for.
Well,
people,
you know, there's been a long history of this same sort of thing.
Looking down on kids?
Some people didn't like cars because cars came equipped with back seats. And they didn't like the idea of young people running off with cars someplace where they couldn't be
watched. So they could get in the back seats together?
Right. They didn't, rock and
well,
roll...
they were right about that one.
Well, who knows? Rock and roll music. Didn't like rock and roll music. It's warping the kids' minds. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, you heard, I'm not even talking about Elvis at this point, which
okay.
they said the same sorts of things about Elvis.
Sure.
And,
how about jazz?
His ilk. But if you think about
black musicians.
AC/DC, Highway to Hell, I remember,
right.
I can't tell you how many...
Oh, I bet that stirred it up.
Saw a couple of film strips on that in church.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons. It's,
on and on, right?
On and on, and America still progresses. Kids are still fine. You know, there's, sure, an amount of teenagers commit suicide. It's down, just so you know. And the video games, more and more every year, so maybe video games help.
Well, this moron, Jack Thompson, who we've talked about in the past, the video game lawyer, mm-hmm. the guy that brings lawsuits pretty much against video game companies, that's his thing, that's what he's into. Well, he comments here. He says that the goal is to make it such a negative thing that the retailers won't carry it. This thing hasn't really reached a critical mass as a public relations problem yet, and that's what I'm trying to do. So here he is. He's behind yet another case. In this case, there's not a lawsuit yet, but bullying and video game violence have apparently been hot issues in public education, and the new game captures the passions of both. Numerous South Florida incidents of personalized questions of teenage violence. Then 14-year-old Michael Hernandez is charged with the 2004 killing of classmate so-and-so in the bathroom of Southwood Middle School, and three teenagers have been charged with murder and attempted murder for attacks on homeless men this year.
So that's not really bullying. That's not really bullying so much as, you know, bullying sort of has to do with playground antics, you know, kid-on-kid violence.
Well, are they suggesting that now that kids are more violent than they were in the past?
I don't think that's true at all.
I can't imagine that. I think that what you might have today is that we have this wonderful internet that allows us to communicate, and that it's the information age. So mm-hmm. a story about a kid killing another kid or a kid beating up or killing a homeless man down in South Florida makes the trip all the way to Oregon in split seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So it may seem like there's more violence today, but
I hear about more.
Right, because it's easier to get the news.
Same with probably child molestation is what I believe, that there's probably, you just hear about a lot more child molestation incidents
right.
now, and, you know, the changing face of society, people don't keep it quiet like they used to.
Right, good point. I mean, would you lead a news broadcast in the 1950s? I mean, if you were producing a newscast in 1957, would you lead your broadcast with a story about a child molester living down the street from somebody? I can't imagine that would be the case. I think times have definitely changed in regards to what's considered acceptable for news reporting.
Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.
Who is that?
Roger Amaral.
Okay. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves to Nick in South Dakota. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, going great, Nick. What's up?
Not too bad. I was listening to a podcast a while back, and you were talking about the blockade on Japan during World War II.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify, we didn't actually have physical ships around Japan preventing them from trading. We just put an oil embargo on them, preventing our companies, you know, from trading with them. That's what provoked them.
I've read two
largest and most pervasive distributor of oil was not allowing them to have oil?
Well, we just simply weren't going to trade with them, but we didn't physically prevent them.
As I understood it, I've heard two stories, and I'm going to go over them with you, and you can tell me which one's the accurate one. So hang on, Nick. 800-259-9231. There's some misinformation floating around out here, and we may have been guilty of repeating some of it here on Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lightness with another Car Clinic Minute. Adam Strebe may have mastered the tail whip backflip, but when I come back, I'll tell you why Lance Armstrong type riding takes the lead when it comes to roadside safety. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Though most of us won't ride in the Tour de France, someone in our family is likely to bike in the Tour de neighborhood. So here are some wheelie good safety tips. Drivers, it's a numbers game.
If your ride's a 4 to 18-wheeler, remember, you share the road. Honking at two-wheelers can startle them, causing them to sway over into your lane, which could mean somebody's number is really up. Bikers, though might doesn't make right, you are the small kid on the block and may not be easily seen. Wear reflectors on bike and clothing, and use your head. Put a helmet on it. And for everyone, save the stunt moves for the track. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their picture. And it's not just any old photo. It's one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation because in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can see our newest Shriner, Beth, and you can also see one of our formerly validated Shriners who has now been outed, proven to be a fake. See, from time to time, people try to fool us, Manwich.
Yes, they do.
They send us fake pictures, and usually they don't make it. But sometimes they do fool us, and in this case, one of our other Shriners, Zoe from Australia, outed this one lady, and so we've moved her to the Hall of Shame. So you can see all of that at the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. Back to the phones we go. Back to Nick in South Dakota. Now, Nick, you're somebody who apparently has some good information, or at least some different information, on World War II. I was under the impression, and we were under the impression, Manwich and I, that there was a blockade of Japan that was happening prior to Pearl Harbor. And can you kind of clear that up for us, or at least give us what you know on it?
Well, it's my understanding that our government, and I don't agree with what our government was doing, but it was my understanding that our government was simply putting an embargo on them, similar to what we have in Cuba, meaning that no company in the United States is allowed to trade with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that we didn't actually have a physical force preventing them from doing what they wanted to do. You know, with other countries, we just simply were not going to support what they had going on. Our government decided that.
I had a couple people email me when we'd made our claims on that, and I went online and I did some searching, and I wanted to see, you know, who was right about this. And I found a couple of different versions of the story. As I understand it, there was a blockade of Japan, but we weren't involved in it. It was from the English and the Dutch. As I understand it, they were actually blockading Japan. I don't know if they were just blockading the oil routes or a total blockade. I can't recall which one it was. And then I guess it was the theory was that Japan thought that we were going to join in to the blockade, that the ships that were stationed at Pearl Harbor were going to move and join the Dutch and the British, and that's why they attacked. Obviously, that's still a preemptive attack on their part.
What about Roosevelt bringing all the ships from the Pacific Fleet into Pearl Harbor when he had information from the I can't remember the name of this code that they had broken, the Japanese code that
they were
broken.
Listening to their transmissions.
Yeah, they knew what the Japanese were doing, and he brought all the ships into harbor beyond what the admirals in the Pacific Fleet had advised him to do. I mean, that may not be an act of war against Japan, but it's certainly an act of war against the American people.
Well, I guess my thing on that is if you have information that there's a possibility something can happen, why wouldn't you pull yourself for a good defense?
I would think so, but having your ships in harbor is not exactly the best defense, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I think their theory behind that was, and I don't know how accurate the movie Pearl Harbor kind of verified, but their theory on that, I know, that's kind of silly.
Yeah, let's stay away from Hollywood movies
for gleaning
information. From what I could tell, Roosevelt was Roosevelt, right? That he wanted us into war pretty bad, and so he was doing what it took. And then there was, of course, the sinking of the Japanese submarine as well, which was another factor.
Now I don't have a problem with us sinking that sub, because it was my impression that they found several other subs that had beached themselves on the Hawaiian Islands. So So it wasn't the type of thing where we went looking for subs or that we found one way out somewhere else. We found a Japanese sub right in our face, right near, you know,
I don't have
there.
A particular problem with the sinking of the sub either, but I do have a real problem with Roosevelt knowing what the Japanese were doing, like,
and not telling anybody,
and,
right?
And for, against his admiral's wishes, bringing all of the ships into harbor where they can't maneuver or do anything.
Them together.
I mean, it's,
I
a,
think their
it's a terrible defensive position.
Yeah, I think their theory behind that was sabotage. I don't think that they believed that the Japanese would ever send themselves that far out.
So sabotage against ships?
Like, terrorism, exactly. You know, essentially terrorism. I think they're...
But
they were,
ships would be safest at sea, right?
Well, that's expensive to mobilize ships and have them just floating out.
Expense doesn't seem to be much of an issue to our military. I mean,
I'm behind you on that one. But
yeah.
I think that was one of the things that they didn't want to have to fully mobilize the fleet and send them out.
Okay, so as I understand it, there was a blockade going on the part of the British and the Dutch. We were not involved. The Japanese thought we were going to get involved, but that's, again, a whole other issue.
Yeah,
and I did also read that the United States was blocking off, it wasn't just an embargo, but I did read that we were blocking the oil trade channels.
We did have the Philippines over in that area, so...
It doesn't mean that we were surrounding the island of Japan, it just means that we were blocking the traditional routes that the oil tankers would take, I suppose.
Yeah. And we did have military personnel in the Philippines, so some, I guess that...
And there was a financial lockdown as well. All, you know, Japanese money in the United States was frozen,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that was part of the embargo.
And Roosevelt seemed to be following his, was uncle, Teddy Roosevelt's, footsteps in building an empire down in the South Pacific. You know, Teddy Roosevelt had gotten the Philippines, and Theodore Roosevelt seemed to want to have control in that area, too. Excuse me, not Theodore. Franklin wanted to have control in that area, too. And, of course, Japan was also wanting to build its empire in that direction.
So maybe if it wasn't for our expansionist policy, none of this stuff would have ever occurred.
I'm behind you on that. I don't agree with what our government was doing. But
no,
I just wanted to clarify that, you know, that we weren't literally having physical ships surrounding them and all.
I appreciate that, Nick. Thank you for the
sure.
call tonight,
hey,
man. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
A lot of disinformation out there.
There really is,
yeah.
And it's good to clear up what we possibly can. Let's continue on with the calls. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, that's like what you were talking about before. The Croatian gal once told me the first 50 years is not the history. The real history is what happens after everyone's dead that was alive to have a bias.
I don't understand that.
I guess, well, if... what we see 50 years later, that's not accurate history. The way we look at things that happened 50 years ago, we can't be objective yet. We'll be objective in 100 years maybe, or 150 years. Like, we're starting to get a little bit more objective about the
Civil
War.
I see what you're saying.
And that's what she was saying. You know, we don't look at Croatia objectively because what happened there was just 50 years ago, and we're still...
You're saying you need a century to actually have enough perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd say that the Civil War is still a big bone of contention among Americans, and our big government that we have now kind of leads us to believe that it's, well, of course Lincoln did the right thing by attacking the South. They want to secede from the Union.
Yeah, there's still a lot of misinformation out there about that. That's a good point, man.
I mean, hitting the 150-year mark, it's starting to kind of... It's starting to get more balanced, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't been to a government history class in a long time. I would guess they're still teaching that it was all about slavery, which, of course, it wasn't.
Probably so.
So, Dave, what else is on your mind tonight? What's going up in New Hampshire these days?
I have a piece of good news for you.
Really?
Love that.
You guys have a law that recently passed in Florida, the Castle Doctrine, which allows you to use deadly force to defend yourself.
It extends the Castle Doctrine.
I beg your pardon?
You can actually, it's beyond the Castle Doctrine, because the Castle Doctrine says that you can use whatever force you want inside your home. The Florida law allows you to use whatever force when you feel threatened. Anywhere.
Guess what we have now in New Hampshire?
I don't know what.
We have a similar law based on the Florida law, which has passed the Senate.
What are the provisions?
Bill, actually, not a law yet.
Okay.
But it passed the New Hampshire Senate last week. The provisions are, the bill text is pretty complicated, but I do have here the intent statement. and I can read that for you. It
says, you're going to have to give us an executive summary, man. Essentially,
yeah.
It allows people to do what?
The bill allows a person who is in any place where he or she has a right to be to use deadly force to protect oneself.
Good to know, Dave. Thanks for the clues. 800-259-9231. It's nice that good news is coming out of New Hampshire instead of just hearing bad news like we're getting from all the other states. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. You can go to do it straight by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to there, the bulletin board system, with over 90,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting. It's totally free. There's serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find everything in between as well. Lots of different conversations going on. Join the community of Free Talk Live listeners on the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. So you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also email the show. Still to come, the tire fence. Man has built a huge fence out of tires.
You gave out my secret.
And the government doesn't like it. We'll talk to you about that. Also on the way, unschooling. What's that all about? You've heard of homeschooling. Well, this is kind of the next step, plus an obscene gesture lawsuit and more. But let's check in with our friends in Germany, because a little while back we talked about how in Germany This has been going on for a long time. It's just that I just happened to stumble across the information. Thought it was awfully interesting. Germany doesn't allow stores to open on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most stores. There are some exceptions. If you're a store that deals with tourists, you're allowed to open. So if you have a store in a train station, for instance, you're allowed to be open. If you are a gas station, you're allowed to be open. So there are some exceptions. But in general, commerce is dead on Sundays in Germany. And the reason for it, allegedly, is that they don't want to encourage consumerism. People shouldn't be buying too much stuff, so we'll put a stop to it.
Why Sunday, then?
I don't know. Maybe people have their day off on Sunday, and they don't want them to go shopping? I don't know. Anyway, Hannes, I hope I'm getting his name right. I'm embarrassed because he actually, a long time ago, he sent me an email with a little MP3 of him pronouncing his own name. But I'm not sure if I'm remembering correctly at this point, because it's been so long. Anyway, Hannes emails in, and he says, concerning your segment about the outrageous opening times in our socialistic and paternalistic Germany, I'd like to give you an update. Firstly, until approximately 10 years ago, we weren't allowed to open after 6 p.m. on weekdays.
Really?
Now it's allowed until 8 p.m. Until 2 years ago, you weren't allowed to open on Saturday after 4 p.m. Now Saturday is 8 p.m. also. So they're loosening up a little bit there, man.
They're going crazy.
Yeah. Secondly, the light at the end of the tunnel, he says, our states are fighting to get the legislative power over this topic from the federal government. It looks really good. In the light of the upcoming Soccer World Cup, the states are really pushing towards more liberty. Thirdly, you asked what we enslaved citizens do when we have the need to shop between 8 p.m. and 7 a.m. Weekdays or on Sundays. Well, I believe that we have the biggest number of gas stations per inhabitant in the world.
Lots of convenience stores.
Yes, but they don't earn money on the gas, where three-fourths of the prices are three different taxes. They are allowed to open 24/7 because of travelers, so that's the exemption. Our gas stations are essentially small supermarkets. Of course, local government decides if and where you're allowed to open a gas station. The owners earn good money, as you can imagine. And the prices...
Sure, if they limit the amount of gas stations that are open, and if the government decides they are limiting.
Well, he's saying there's a lot of them. He's saying there's a crazy amount of gas
stations. But there's still... The government, if the government's deciding where and when you can open a gas station, they're limiting it. Because
they
couldn't come to your house and say, you must now open a gas station right here.
Right.
You know, so all they're doing is saying, you can't open this gas station for a couple of years, or not here, or no, we got too many gas stations this year. So they're limiting. That's all they can do.
As he points out, because they're open only on, because these guys are open on Sundays and nobody else is, therefore their prices are outrageous.
Sure.
I mean, that's how it is here in America. Convenience store prices are more expensive than the grocery store, but they're not, as he claims here, he says they're nearly twice the usual price at gas stations.
Well, some things there's certainly significantly more convenience stores, but convenience stores have grocery stores to compete against here in America because grocery stores can be open anytime you want.
That's right.
I've noticed that most grocery stores don't do very well at 2 or 3 in the morning. So consequently, they generally aren't open at those times. But
I do like it when they are, though.
I like that,
quite
too.
Quite convenient.
But you can often see a strange sort doing their shopping late at night.
That's for sure. But it makes me feel good reading articles like this. It's nice to be able to shop 7 days a week. Nice to still have that freedom. Anyway, as he points out, you can get nearly everything at these mini convenience stores, mm-hmm. mini supermarkets, if you will. And he says, the market finds a way. Fourthly, the argument for this regulation comes from the deep resentment against capitalism that exists in the German society. This and quadrillions of other laws shall prevent capitalists from forcing the clerks to work themselves to death or something. The Christian right, on the other hand, claims that God relaxed on the seventh day of Genesis, and because of that, that's why we should rest, too. So you've got two different sides to this coin, and both of them are pushing to have no one do anything on Sundays.
I figured that there was a double-pronged attack there.
Apart from that, all family life would die because of some clerks working on Sunday. That's their allegation, mm-hmm. that you're not going to have any more time to spend
with your
kids.
What about the clerks at the gas stations?
Well, they're exempted.
Yes, well, I'm just saying that their family life must be
No one cares about them.
Yeah. Screw them. They work at a gas station.
And lastly, all small retailers would apparently die because only the big chains can open 24/7. These are the rationale behind these laws. And then he says, if you like, I can give you a rundown of the most socialistic and paternalistic laws from the land of Kant and Marx. Greetings from Germany, from Hannes. So,
you know,
thank you, Hannes.
It might be interesting to know if these gas stations would I wonder if they make most of their money on the off hours. You know, if it would make sense for them just to be open from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. when the gas stations are supposed, when the regular stores
yeah,
are supposed to be closed.
It's a good point. Because then who would want to go and pay twice the price when they could go to the grocery store? Anyway, interesting international stuff. And by the way, we're about to get schooled on the House of Lords. We had talked about the British Parliament, the House of Lords. There's a House of Commons as well. And we're just a couple of dumb Americans. And so one of our British listeners has clued us in as to the facts. We'll clue you in coming up. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Over 2 hours remaining, plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, go shopping with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon.com, the largest internet retailer of virtually anything you can think of. You can think of a department store category. They have it and more at Amazon. But don't go straight to their site. Enter through our website. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to Amazon's site, and then anything you buy at that point, we'll get a percentage of the sale. It's simple. They're just rewarding us for sending them the business. If you're going to do your shopping anyways, you might as well do it through our website, amazon.freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff to come here, including us getting schooled on how Great Britain's government works. But first, let's go to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. What's up? You sound kind of bummed out.
Oh, no. I'm fine. I was just enjoying an after-dinner cigar, or after after work cigar and listening to the radio and had heard the news that George Bush has decided that the bombs that are killing troops in Iraq are coming from Iran.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to the government, that's what's happening. It's just another. We actually reported this last night. It's just another piece of evidence on their part that they're claiming. Of course, their other claim is that we're being attacked by some Iranian special guard or something like that. And so they're just really beating the war drum a lot louder now. What do you think of that?
I'm thinking it looks like we're going to be heading over to Iran, whether we want to or not.
I was reading something on LouRockwell.com today by some Harvard scholar who's kind of looking into this situation. And as he points out, you got George Bush, who's a lame duck president. He's not going to be there's no way that he could be reelected unless they change the Constitution in 2008. So he's on his way out the door. Plus, his polls are hurting. And on top of all that, he's a man with nothing to lose. So really, there's no reason
why. Why not have a war?
Yeah, there's no reason why he couldn't try to salvage his presidency with yet another war, right?
Yep. And Manwich?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite brand of cigar?
Ooh. You know,
he's a cheapskate.
It depends on whether I'm smoking a cigar for the purpose of satiating my nicotine habit, which in which case I smoke cheap cigars.
Come on, what's the brand?
Or that would be Havatampa.
Okay.
Or if I'm smoking a cigar out for fun, I like Romeo y Julietas.
I'm a Fuente and Punch Rare Corojo.
Mm. All right. This is the Cigar Dave Show.
Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thanks,
Lieutenants.
Matthew.
Fire up.
Not in my studio, you won't. I can't imagine why people would want to smoke in their radio studios. I know people do it.
Oh, yeah.
We used to work with a guy that would just get trashed on alcohol in his studio. He was the morning show guy.
And then put his filterless cigarettes out in the old empty cans.
Really?
Yeah. Empty cans of Hams beer.
That's hot stuff.
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. Still to come tonight, of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind. Unschooling, an obscene gesture lawsuit is in the courts right now. Plus, there's a police department that's posting John pictures. So if you get busted for dealing with a prostitute, your picture might go on the web. Is there a problem there? I think there might be, especially if you haven't been convicted. 800-259-9231, that and the tire fence and much more, of course. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.